In summary, the goal of Hazard Services is to unify hazard generation in AWIPS and replace legacy software in a way that leads to a more information-centric approach. Hydro has been the first hazard, but more hazards are on the way in future AWIPS builds. This training has provided a basic intro to the mechanics for managing hazard metadata and creating hazards. Ultimately, you need to practice issuing hazards using the polygon drawing tools, paint by maps, or by running recommenders. The videos and available job sheets have been mapped out to the Hazard Services proficiencies as a refresher reference on this VLAB page. Use these to review some of the areas that take a little bit more practice to prepare for taking the Hazard Services proficiency exam. The Radar and Applications course this course is geared towards supporting will only require basic Hazard Services usage and flash flood warnings, but your facilitator will likely want to test out your proficiencies in all areas to get an idea of where to go from here. If you have any questions about Hazard Services, please don't hesitate to contact me at this email address. Good luck learning Hazard Services.